People who catch Omicron will be alerted by text and directed to a website for information when the country moves into phase two of its response to the variant. The move has GPs worried that people are going to slip through the cracks. With us now, Papakura Marae GP, Matere Harwood Morena.
Ata Marie.
What are the problems you see with this system?
Yes, so already we have patients who don't have mobile phones and may also not even answer the phone when we do try and contact them. And so I do worry about a text going out and potentially not being followed up by a coordination centre. What we have seen in Aomarae is when people have not been able to be contacted by public health, we are then asked as a provider in South Auckland to go and find them and to let them know that their test is positive and then walk them through the steps that need to take place after that, including isolation. So I do worry that we've got this blanket approach and we haven't really considered about those people that might not have access to this technology.
Yeah, when this sort of thing has been spoken about previously in the pandemic or the situation with connecting with different communities around the country, is the government being somewhat blind in their treatment of this in terms of how they put these guidelines together for the next phase?
I think they probably, I'm pleased that they've given it some thought at least. And certainly it will work for probably the majority of people. But as I've said, there are people that are going to slip through the gaps. Those people who don't have mobile phones or access to computers to upload their information on a web form. But also my colleagues who are working in rural areas have also got concerns about being able to contact people quickly. And then when those people become unwell, being able to for them to be able to then contact health services and get timely, effective, quality treatment when they need it.
The sort of workload that this is going to mean for people like you, for GPs, for health providers, it's going to fall potentially pretty hard and pretty heavy.
I think so too. I think we've had a lot of focus and we've just heard about the intensive care specialist in the hospital system, but equally there'll be a huge impact on primary care services, and we've already been bearing much of that brunt here in South Auckland, caring for people in the community when our MIQ and our hospitals have been overrun and trying to keep people at home as much as possible, but make sure that they're safe.
And very sadly, of course, seeing the deaths of people last year, several cases of people dying at home alone, seemingly. Is that something that is going to become inevitable? There's going to be more of it?
I dearly hope not. And that was certainly what motivated us in our clinic and many of the providers around Auckland, I would have to say, is that we don't want to see that happening. And so what we did find was that first initial visit, which was face-to-face, in which we could just quickly run an eye over the person to make sure that they were physically okay. We could teach them how to use the oximeter and give them some guidance on how to self-manage themselves with the infection. It was highly effective, and we certainly did not have anyone dying of the 200 people that we were looking after in our community. But it did require that very quick but time-requiring resource of us going out to do that. Whānau themselves also appreciated it. They appreciated the fact that they weren't being treated as lepers, but they were given really good information, so they had this increased health literacy about how to manage an infection. And then when we would follow up a week later, just the sense of pride that they were actually able to manage and get through this very challenging illness on their own and looking after each other through it. So it's really an opportunity to both check that people are safe, but also give them the skills and knowledge to be able to manage this on the phone, on their own, and get through it safely.
Kia ora, that is Matere Harwood, Papakura Marae GP, with us